A man who murdered two people on a Langley City residential street wants to be released from prison into an indigenous community, even though he isn't First Nations. William James McOtter, now 62, is serving a life sentence for two counts of second-degree murder for killing John Cleveland Heisman, 37, and Linda Lee Anderson, 39, in 2001. Anderson's restraining order against McOtter had just expired when he attacked her and Heisman. He knocked them to the ground outside her apartment building, kicked them in the head using steel-toed boots, then beat them both to death with a 2x4. A BC Supreme Court decision posted online Monday, June 23, shows McOtter filed a handwritten application that argued his charter rights were being violated, and he ought to have state-funded counsel to challenge his continued detention and seek release into an Indigenous community facility. He complained corrections authorities have not prepared a community strategy report that would be required for him to be paroled to a First Nations facility. His application was rejected by Justice Christopher W. Greenwood, who declared there was little merit to the argument. In his decision, filed in the Vancouver Registry back in April, Judge Greenwood noted the double murderer had expressed an interest in being released into an Indigenous community, and although my understanding is that he is not Indigenous, this requires that a community strategy report be prepared. But no Indigenous facility has been willing to accept McOtter, the judge observed. No viable community strategy could be developed for his release because thus far the Indigenous community facilities that he expressed interest in do not support his release to their facilities. In my view, there is little merit in the application as framed, the judge said. McOtter's rights have not been infringed and an order for state-funded counsel would not be in the interests of justice. When his application is stripped down to its bare essentials, it amounts to a complaint that corrections authorities consider him a high-risk offender and do not sufficiently support his release and are acting unfairly. Greenwood noted McOtter has been refused parole four times because he is considered to present a high risk of re-offending and had limited insight into his offenses. At parole board hearings, McOtter has portrayed himself as a victim in an abusive relationship who eventually reacted violently. Board documents quoted him as commenting, "They're dead, everybody dies, get over it," in response to questions regarding remorse. In rejecting his application for release, the parole board has found that McOtter remains a high risk for violence towards an intimate partner, continues to deflect responsibility, and has exhibited paranoid behavior. Currently an inmate of the Mission Medium Security Prison, McOtter has also been cited for pushing boundaries and inappropriate behavior with female corrections staff and for using vulgarity during one parole hearing when he was challenged.